Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today is Wednesday, July 14th, and as part of a series of Quonset Point Town Hall discussions, Sean Davies, who's with me today, recently held a session with his employees to provide updates on our programs and to take some questions from the Quonset Point team. So Sean's joining me on the podcast to share his recent update with the wider EB audience. So thanks, Sean, for joining me today. Let's get started by giving folks a sense for how QP is performing against the defined employee incentive goals. And safety features prominently in those goals as our number one priority. And in my recent podcast, I talked about some of the positive trends at Quonset Point, including a 27% reduction in the recordable injury rate, which is a historic low recordable rate, which is really encouraging. And I want to talk a little bit about what you're doing, what's working, and why we think it's working.
Sure. Thanks, Kevin. We've been working on a couple of things this year to reduce the number of injuries. And as you pointed out, we've made notable progress across the site. And I should mention that the highest value initiatives underway are really focused on increasing employee engagement on safety-related issues and safety-related opportunities. For example, earlier this year, we established a safe worker program. That's for any employee with two or more injuries within the last year. And our overall objective here is to improve employee safety behaviors and the performance by providing training and coaching to help employees learn safe work techniques and safe work habits. The program can be completed in about 3 months with satisfactory progress toward improving those safety behaviors and performance. And I also want to share with you that so far we've graduated a number of employees from the program that have remained injury-free and now are some of our strongest safety advocates for their teams.
You know, you hit on something from employee engagement. I'm a big believer in that, and there's no way any of us as members of the management team can dictate safety. We got to make people really want to make it a habit and make it something that they want to do, not because we say so, but because it'll keep them safe and healthy. So employee engagement is huge, and you've started some stuff that involves our employees via these hourly safety committees. Let's talk a little bit about that, too.
Yeah, great. About a month and a half ago, we started an hourly safety committee that's comprised of about 30 lead safety advisors across two shifts, first and second shift at Quonset. And those advisors are embedded in each of the key work centers across the site, to essentially act as advocates for safety improvements. Our objective with this committee is to create a culture where safety is a shared responsibility, a culture where everyone has each other's back and we're all taking action on safety improvements, hourly, salary, and so forth, that are identified by the workforce. This committee has identified already a number of opportunities that we're acting on to improve sharing safety best practices, and as an example, sharing those best practices from department to department, accelerating repairs of personally issued tools. We're working on reducing sprains and strain injuries by group stretching before starting work. And the committee has also pointed out to us that we need improvement in parking lot safety, and we're off doing a few things there to that end. I really believe that the Safe Worker Program and the Hourly Safety Committee have been instrumental in helping us improve safety performance this year. And as I said, we are seeing positive change in both our rates, but more importantly, changes in the safety mindset of the workforce.
Yeah, I think that's terrific. And we got to keep that up and look for other ways that we can keep folks engaged and really be pushing this zero injury goal that we've established for ourselves going forward. So I want to talk about quality and productivity as well, and we're making some progress in those areas. Let's talk about quality first.
Sure. Our two main objectives at Quonset this year are to increase the voice of quality, and then number two, to improve the quality of structural welding. Starting with the voice of quality, it's really all about putting quality on the same playing field, if you will, or the same plane as safety. So that's above our other business objectives in the areas of cost and schedule. Many of our routine meetings today in site communications do a better job of shining a light on quality, much more than we've done in the past. Achieving first-time quality requires not just the right tools and skills, but also the right mindset for performing every job to the best of our ability. And the management team and their support is critical to ensure that safety and quality are never sacrificed for schedule or cost.
You know, we've seen a lot of examples where when we focus on quality and we achieve first-time quality, we're getting improvements in our schedule performance almost for free. It becomes a byproduct of getting that first-time quality right. You've been doing some work, particularly with regard to structural welding. You mentioned that just a minute ago. Let's talk a little bit about that, because that's a big contributor to our overall performance.
Sure. Yeah, improving the quality of structural welding is one of our most important objectives, really for the reason that you just stated. And essentially, I'll just kind of start at the end, but the better we can do with first-time welding quality, the better that we can do supporting downstream stages of construction at Quonset to better provide and better deliver to our customers. For perspective, at Quonset, we do about 2 million man hours of structural welding a year, and about a third of that are welds that require magnetic particle inspection or MT inspection. Since last fall, we've hired many new welders, and over a period of several months, we experienced a declining trend in the first-time quality of our MT welding. So strengthening our new hire training at New England Tech here in Rhode Island and in our active learning centers, along with improved communication oversight, has enabled us to improve our weld quality over the last 3 months. In fact, we've been able to improve our MT weld quality from about 80% acceptance to 87% first-time acceptance, with a goal ultimately to achieve 90% by the end of this year. This is going to require strong and continuous commitment to excellence from everybody involved in the performance, the oversight, and the inspection of MT welding.
All right. Thanks for that. And it is encouraging to see that kind of improvement on MT welding, Sean. So I appreciate the team's effort in getting that going. We've got a lot of focus on productivity. And in specifics, we're really concerned about Columbia performance and making sure that we're hitting that schedule. But at the same time, we've still got a 2 per year build rate on the Virginia program. So let's talk a little bit about how we're doing with regard to our productivity incentives.
Sure. From a productivity standpoint, what we've really been focused on here is achieving the schedule commitments on both Columbia and sustaining a 2 per year build rate on Virginia. With the Columbia program as our number one priority, we've been shifting a fair number of employees from Virginia to Columbia to ensure that every Columbia product is being worked to the greatest extent possible. As you would imagine, this has put some schedule pressure on Virginia, but with continued hiring and closing the gap on the Columbia staffing plan, I believe we can recover the productivity levels on Virginia, and that's particularly on Block 5 where that's needed. We established a few employee incentive items this year to help us keep focused on safety, as I mentioned, and quality and productivity. And one of those incentives is to achieve 80% participation in continuous improvement. And that's in doing that by providing at least one idea per employee. I'd say we're doing pretty well this year at about 40% participation through the end of June. But we'll need strong focus and participation from everybody through the end of the year to achieve the incentive.
You know, I see a lot of people participating in continuous improvement, but what we don't necessarily have is people putting their ideas to be counted in the system. So I think it's happening all around us. We want to make sure people are getting credit for it, and we're going to be better as an organization the more people that we get participating. Imagine 17,000 ideas in a year. Coming across to help improve the way we perform. That's going to be a real needle mover for us. Let's talk about some of the other incentives, like schedule.
Sure. We do have a schedule incentive that's focused on reducing work order delinquency across the site by 25% by the end of the year. And I would tell you that we've done okay here year to date. We've reduced work order delinquency by 15%. But over the last several weeks, the number of delinquent orders, frankly, has increased. And right now, we've got all hands on deck to reverse that negative trend. And I would say this incentive is at risk, but with a lot of hard work between now and the end of the year over the next several months, we can get there. With a ton of hard work from everyone and moving on to another incentive, we did it recently achieve one of our employee incentives by completing and shipping the 801, the Utah, Section 6 and 7 to Groton in early May. And that was an all-team effort, and I'm extremely proud of the folks for delivering that unit on time. We're also on track with our fifth incentive to complete and ship 5 outfitted missile tubes to the UK by November. One tube was recently completed and shipped back in March, and all other 4 are tracking to ship between July and November of this year. And to close on the incentives, our last one is to complete fabrication of the first Columbia missile tube quad pack, Quad 1, and ship that to paint by December. I'm happy to report that all 4 tubes have been outfitted, and we're currently in the process of welding the missile tubes to the pressure hull. Quad 1 outfitting is underway, and we're on track to ship to paint by December.
It's good to hear we're making the progress, and particularly on the Columbia program, given how important that is to our country. We got to make sure that we're knocking that schedule out of the park. Thanks, Sean, for that explanation. The town hall sessions are a good way to keep everyone informed on our progress, and it's also helpful to hear what's on people's mind via feedback and the questions that we receive. And I know we're going to remain committed as a senior leadership team to keep that feedback coming in and keeping people informed as to how the business is performing. If anyone wants to see the video of the town hall that Sean conducted, you can access the link through Homeport, which will be part of the transcript for this podcast. And while I've got you, I want to update you on some of the things that are happening elsewhere, and there's a lot in particular happening in our facility expansion to support the Columbia. So over the weekend, I had the opportunity to participate in the christening ceremony for our new ocean transport barge. This will be known as Holland. It was christened as the John P. Holland, and it was built down at the Bollinger Shipyard in Louisiana. And I really appreciated the opportunity to represent EB and also to thank our fellow American shipbuilders down at Bollinger. It's rare that American shipbuilders build a vessel for other American shipbuilders, and it was a great ceremony and a great opportunity to meet some of the shipbuilders down in Louisiana. So that barge will be coming up in I think about the September time frame, and those of you who work in Groton and then shortly thereafter in Quonset will be able to get a good look at it. A lot bigger than our current barge and well built, I can assure you. That's all for now. Thanks for everyone for listening. We'll talk again soon.